Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Andrew, apostle, martyr, and brother of Saint Peter. And we see in sacred scriptures several episodes that speak of Saint Andrew. Like in today's gospel, we know he was a fisherman from Bethsaida. He was also a follower of Saint John the Baptist before being called by Christ himself. He proclaimed to Saint Peter, to his brother, that Jesus is the Messiah. Andrew also brought his brother Simon to our Lord. And there are several other occasions, just like Saint John, for example, Saint John's Gospel, where Saint Andrew calls attention to the boy with the loaves and the fishes. So there are several occasions where sacred scripture speaks of Saint Andrew. The apostle of the Greek world, or as he's called by the Byzantine Church, the first called, is usually depicted with an X-shaped cross. He was martyred, he was crucified. And as during his martyrdom, he asked, like his brother Saint Peter, to be nailed to a cross different from the cross of Christ. He did not feel worthy. And in his case, an X-shaped cross was used. And thus, this came to be known as Saint Andrew's cross, the X-shaped cross. And it is claimed that during his martyrdom, it is claimed that he said these following words: "Hail, O cross, inaugurated by the body of Christ and adorned with his limbs as though they were precious pearls. Before the Lord mounted you, you inspired an earthly fear. Now instead, endowed with heavenly love, you are accepted as a gift. Believers know of the great joy that you possess and of the multitude of gifts you have prepared. I come to you, therefore, confident and joyful, so that you too may receive me exultant as a disciple of the one who was hung upon you. O blessed cross, clothed in the majesty and beauty of the Lord's limb, take me, carry me far from men, and restore me to my teacher, so that through you, the one who redeemed me by you may receive me. Hail, O cross! Yes, hail indeed." The sequela Christi, the following of Christ, implies carrying the cross. And truly loving our Lord implies loving the cross. In his letter to the Friends of the Cross, St. Louis Grignon de Montfort says that we have to love our crosses not with an emotional love, but with a rational and supernatural love. Loving suffering with an emotional love is impossible for our human nature. But we can love the cross of Christ with a rational and supernatural love. A rational reason enlightened by faith, and a supernatural love informed by the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. And it is one of these two higher loves that we should love and accept our own crosses. So let's pray to Saint Andrew to be able to accept and love our crosses, whatever they may be. And through his intercession, may we be able to reach the point where we can say with him, "Hail, O cross! Yes, hail indeed." Praise be Jesus and Mary.